The third thing, don't leave yourself with spare time. Stay busy doing something good, helping others, studying something for yourself, for your own, playing music, drawing, some hobby, something. Put yourself in always, always in a busy schedule. Let your schedule be always busy by things that you will be, by some beneficial things that you will find some benefits from it. Maybe study a foreign language, maybe study some computer program in some area you like, maybe doing some hobbies, learning some handcraft, something like this. But keep yourself busy as possible, because whenever you are busy, you don't have time, and Satan don't have time to put bad ideas in your mind. And then, in a little word, and I refer you to yesterday, keep limits. Keep limits. Okay? What if what if it happened and I fall? What it will happen? Okay, let us remind ourselves. First of all, remind yourself that your eyes should not let you stumble. The Lord said, tear it. Not literally, but it means that tell your eyes you are not the only gate for me. Tell your eyes that you are not to lead me to sin. You have to set limits to your eyes as well, and to tell yourself, not everything I see is right, not everything I see is, this is the fact, this is the truth, I have to understand and think about it. When he rejected the warning, I urge you, accept and act upon the warnings the Lord give you. When you feel that this word is for you, and please try to do it always, this warned me from this and that. I have to understand that when the Lord send me a warning, it's only for my good. And I have to accept it, not to be defending this warning and say to myself, it's not mine, I'm not wrong, I'm not. Sometimes it's good to understand that we did something wrong, because knowing that in as early as possible means less loss in our lives. The third thing is doing the sin, be at God's side. What happened in David's story can be completed with Psalm 51. Because after Nathan said to him, you are the man, he said, I sinned. But in Psalm 51, he said, against whom he sinned? He said to the Lord, I sinned against you. Against you. At that time, when I put myself in the side of the Lord, as if I told him that I'm wrong, I will see things by your eyes, and I'll be in your side, and I'll do whatever will please you. Don't try to cover. Don't try to cover. Keep your in like your out. Keep what's inside you appears in your life. Whatever you don't want to be known for the people, don't do it. Whatever you can't declare to others, don't do it. Do whatever you will be proud to do. If you do something good, no problem that others know. But if you do something bad, you have to consider that. Don't try to cover your sins. Try to live inside like outside, to be visible to others, and of course to be visible to the Lord himself. And again, don't think that time will let everybody forget. Time will let others forget. Time will let you forget. But God will never forget, except if you came in repentance to him. Read Psalm 51. Now I refer to two passages, okay? Ephesians 6 and Psalm 51, okay? I will ask you after a few minutes, okay? Two passages from the Bible, Ephesians 6 and Psalm 51. If you read Psalm 51, this is what cured the situation for David. He came in repentance to the Lord and said to the Lord, I have sinned against you, and I depend on your mercy so that you will forgive me and give me a better life and give me a life that is pure, a pure heart, so that I can live the life you want me to do. So, if you made some sin, not necessarily like David's, lying is a sin, hating is a sin, many things you know from your childhood that is a sin, if you did this, that it's the time today to come to the Lord and say to him, Lord, I sinned against you, and I'm waiting for your forgiveness. Let us remind ourselves that there are things that prepare us to fall, and things happen when we fall already. And we have to be prepared well, like we said, and like we will discuss in the discussions groups. And if it happened that we made some sin, we have to come back to the Lord in repentance. What is the two passages we will read? Ephesians 6 and Psalm 51. Good. And now let us have a few minutes. Okay. Okay, Ned. Okay.
I know you've mentioned a few times with respect to if one falls, there's some things that we can do. But when it comes to the eye specifically, can you give us some your opinion when it comes to the electronic age now when we are living, how we can protect ourselves when it comes to the eye, because now everything is very accessible.
Okay.
And it's open to almost anybody. So can you give some suggestions or your opinion on this?
Yes, the key with using electronics is the first 30 seconds. Okay? Let us say the first 30 seconds rule. The problem is not to see something bad. The problem is remain watching this bad thing. Because sometimes in electronics or even in the real life, I may see some scene that will cause me to make sin. You know, in the first 30 seconds, it's your time to escape. Okay? And know this strategy and this technique. It's the time to escape in the first 30 seconds. If you remain more than this, you are going to fall. So, sometimes some advertisements, some links, maybe I pushed in by accident, things like this, may lead me to some place was wrong. Don't let your curiosity leads you to see what is this and spend time there. Remember this word, the 30 seconds rule. Okay? In the first 30 seconds, you can escape. After this, you will not be able to do. So please remember that. When you find yourself in some place, you are not familiar, you are not thinking that this is the right place for you, just skip. Back, push the back button, close the mobile at that time, and take your time and pray to the Lord. Lord, please let me escape like Joseph did at that time. And his challenge was stronger than any electronic challenge, by the way. Okay, I know you'll take good time in discussing this, I think, afternoon, in the evening, discussion. Anyhow, in the time of discussion, you will take your time to take this practically. But let us